I like to put songs kind of together into one long song, and then I can say it's one song. That's what I'm fixing to do again for you. I'm going to start with a little tune that I didn't write. It's written by a great country music songwriter named Bobby Braddock. He's most well known for writing probably the greatest country song ever, which is a little tune called "He Stopped Loving Her Today." Just a little pinch of a hit, not much really. Sometime in the 1980s, I think my parents gave me a George Jones gospel album, and he recorded another tune written by Bobby Braddock, and I was so fascinated with the song, even back in the 1980s when I first heard it. I just kept thinking about it, and for many years, and I finally recorded it. But the most interesting thing is when I revisited it, he wrote the song in 1967. And I think when you hear the song, you'll say, unfortunately, not much has changed since 1967. So I'm going to start with that little tune. And then I'm going to go into a song I wrote called "Peace Comes Stealing Slow." I kind of lifted it from a poem by William Yeats, W.B. Yeats. He has a poem called "The Lake Isle of Innisfree." And I rediscovered that as well when I was trying to read a poem a day to improve my English language skills. And that went on for about a year or so. And one day, "The Lake Isle of Innisfree" was the poem of the day, and it just kind of all made sense to me. I felt like that day I was reading that poem, and I just loved every word, you know. And then I'm going to close with just a snippet of an African-American spiritual. So, if they saw him riding in, long hair flying in the wind, would they love him down in Shreveport today? And if they heard he was a Jew and a Palestinian too, would they love him down in Nashville today? And if they heard him talk with ease to the junkies, whores, and thieves, would they love him out in Wichita today? And would the rich men think it funny if he said, give up your money? Would they love him up on Wall Street today? And if he made the wine from water, sons and daughters, what would the folks in Salt Lake City say? If he talked of brotherhood as he walked their neighborhoods, would they love him up in Boston today? And if he said, love those who use you and forgive those who abuse you, if he turned the other cheek, what would you say?
Pictures out then he read some letters. Closed his eyes, said, "The Lord my shepherd is." And peace comes stealing slow.
Here.